welcome to Sounds Good Radio.
Sounds good.
We're finally here, y'all. And if there's an echo, I'm sorry. This is like the fourth trial run, dress rehearsal. We just press record at this point. Like, we're trying to give the people what they want. But yeah, here we go. So my name is Shriver, as you all know. If you don't know, now you do. I am Sounds Good. And this is my co-host.
Big Meek. The biggest, not the little one. Kidding.
So we have been best friends since we were 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And now we are in our 30s. Mm-hmm. We're in our prime. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We've just kind of always had a lot of opinions, always had a lot to say. And in the times that we share together, we just really get deep into conversation. And one day I was like, you know what, bitch? We need to just press record. Like, the people want to see this. The people want to know what we have to say. So here we are with a podcast, trying our hardest, you know, we're trying to give the girlies what they want. So sorry. I don't even care if they see that. Like, y'all are going to have to see. We got notes. Okay. So yeah, I wanted to talk about all the obstacles that we faced trying to.
Me and Lauren became friends on the cusp of womanhood. You say 15, 16. Uh-huh. So we were, our adrenaline was pumping, our hormones, our estrogen was flowing, if you will. And we had never crossed paths. We've all had friends. Like, we've literally talked about this before. We were like, well, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, oh, that was my best friend. Like, well, that was my best friend. So we have always had mutual friends. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't know, but we've always had mutual friends. And in high school, our paths finally crossed. So I think for us to have mutual friends, we've had to have something in common. We just were never able to connect. Mm-hmm. And once we did finally connect, we were immediately locked in.
Yeah.
I mean, for like sure. Anybody, once you get a taste of me, you just
Well, and okay, what you said about like having mutual friends, mm-hmm. we both had the same best friend like in kindergarten, but we went to the same elementary school mm-hmm. for kindergarten, mm-hmm. didn't know each other then, but had a mutual same best friend. Mm-hmm. She moved elementary schools. I stay where I was. And then we come from a small town, so everybody knows everybody. But when you go to different schools and then everybody meshes together in high school, mm-hmm. that's kind of how we met. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's here we are. Here
we are. Minus the mutual friends.
Oh, me. No, all our big gals. We love you all. And I want to give a special shout out to you because without your support, without your redirection and calming tactics, I would have gave up a long time ago because all this has made me crazy. So, speaking of obstacles, we were originally going to put this out in September around my birthday. Mm-hmm. But I had a little bit of an employment change. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to leave it at that. So I had a lot of time off, but not a lot of money to spend on equipment. I needed to save my money. So September was out of the table. So we're like, okay, let's move it back a month and we'll see if that works out. Well, her mom has an autoimmune disorder along with other illnesses.
Surgery.
And she had to have surgery, a last minute surgery that literally was like a middle of the night thing. And that was our main focus. So boom, bump it back a little
Pause
bit more.
For a second. Special shout out to my girl. Because I'm going to cry. Literally, I'm about to cry.
It's okay. We're allowed to cry
literally
on this podcast.
With mom's surprise surgery, my first call was to her, of course, to just be like, something's happening. Hello, what do I do? And immediately, no questions asked, I'm on the way. So, shout out to my girl. Because even in spite of all the obstacles, she has been my support and I have been hers. And I think that's what's important. Literally, not even 5 minutes in, I'm crying.
Oh, well, that's okay.
So we've had a lot of obstacles, but I think it has made us grow closer as well.
Yes.
So yes, it took us a long time to get to you all, but we've been holding it down.
We're trying, y'all. We've been trying. We can't stand. I mean, I guess I could stand up. It's okay. Let me not flash everybody. Hold on. Okay.
Keep talking. Also, just ignore my glossy face. They're just teardrops. But we have had a lot of obstacles. I am the crier of the group. Lauren is more stoic, but I will literally cry over anything. Just like a little cat can walk past the screen and I'll
probably. Am I more stoic?
Not a cat. Yes.
I feel like it's getting pretty waterworky over here lately.
It's just because I'm
crying. I can cry at the drop of a dime. Yes. I think a lot of my tears come from empathy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I get that from my mom. Uh-huh. My mom is a very big empath. And I can remember growing up, I don't want to say hating it, but like, oh God, here she goes. God, she cries over everything. Now me, mm-hmm. drop of a dime, mm-hmm. I'm crying. Mm-hmm. So totally get that. Okay, so mom had the surgery, and then it was Thanksgiving. My mom's birthday was on Thanksgiving, so that was our main focus. Then it was the holidays and Christmas and New Year's. She had to work on Christmas and New Year's, and so things just kept getting pushed back. Then we got to the actual setup. I bought all the stuff. I had my camera. Couldn't get everything to work. Camera quality was crap, and we just spent another hour and a half trying to do two iPhones and could only get one to work. So that's all right. We're here and that is all that matters. Oh yeah. And then the impending TikTok ban.
Oh yes.
That halted things. Cause I was like, we're going to put out all this content and then the app's going to disappear. And that's going to be one platform we can't use to try to get to you all because that's how you all found me. Anyways, we're here for however long we're here for. And we're just going to go with it. And we're going to love every second of it. Mm-hmm. Let me look at my notes. Also, if you're listening, please drop a comment down below. Whatever platform you're on, let us know. So we can know which platforms we're getting an audience. Where's everybody at? What do you want to see from this podcast? What would you like to see covered that you haven't seen on other podcasts? My hope is to create a safe space, to create a community where we can have discussions about any and everything, whether that be life, work, love, food, whatever we want to talk about, this is where you can come to talk about that with no judgments passed whatsoever.
As long as it sounds good.
As long as it sounds good. That is absolutely right. Oh yeah, I wanted to do like a little bucket list of goals for the podcast okay. so that in a year's time we can look back and see what we've accomplished and yeah, just kind of like okay. a little revisit.
So first thing off the top of my head, being able to record with two cameras. Get a better phone. You know, just
I got two. I don't know. Oh, well, okay, sorry.
So yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I know we're fast forwarding, but I want to rewind. I'm a rewind girl, so I'm going to backtrack a lot. I do have undiagnosed ADD, amongst other things that is undiagnosed, but I'm diagnosed with a lot of things. But anyway,
thank you, TikTok.
I lost my train of thought. Go ahead. What
were goals?
Oh, goals
for the podcast.
Okay.
Well, I would like to, yes to the two camera setup.
Yes.
I would also like to have the ability to have guests. But the thought of adding another microphone and adding another camera makes me want to beat my head into a wall. So we'll get there. What other? Oh gosh. I should have thought about goals beforehand.
We want to be across all platforms.
Yes.
Starting off, we're only going to be on
YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. Mm-hmm. YouTube will obviously be for visual watchers, mm-hmm. and Apple and Spotify is just for audio mm-hmm. listeners, mm-hmm. As well as socials. Sounds Good Radio on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Mm-hmm. Do we need to make any more? I might make a Blue Sky. Don't know yet. Either way, it's Sounds Good Radio. That's where you can find us. So for growth, I would like to see us hit 50,000 subscribers.
Okay.
On all of them. Followers, subscribers.
Individually or in all?
Maybe together. I don't know. That would require addition. Just in general.
I ain't got it.
In general, I hope we have a good following across our platforms. Speaking of, we will also be doing Patreon. Mm-hmm. So Patreon is a platform where you all can connect directly with us, kind of in a more intimate setting. We're going to be posting extra content there, as well as an additional podcast called Sounds Good After Dark, where we get a little bit more X-rated. We talk about the things that we don't necessarily want our parents seeing. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Just a little more adult themed, but not safe for work kind of vibe. We're going to be posting vlogs there, mukbangs, behind the scenes, all that good stuff, because we really want to be able to connect with you guys and talk to you guys directly. And if we do, by the grace of God, grow and we're unable to like get back to everybody on our platforms, Patreon is where we're going to be able to talk to you guys and hopefully be able to do some giveaways too at some point.
Fun, fun, fun.
So yeah, I think that's for now. That's all my goals.
Look forward to a question and answer segment.
Yes.
I know that is a plan, but we need people to follow
me.
Send us questions. We're pretty open books. It's literally probably nothing that you can ask that we'll feel.
We'll try our best to answer it.
Correct. So I look forward to answering questions. So be sure, once we get you all tuned in, to follow us and send questions to our Gmail.
So we're gonna have our Gmail in our bio.
humsoundsgoodradio@gmail.com.
I'll put it up on the screen as well. That's humsoundsgoodradio@gmail.com. My worry is that I'll get so many spams that I won't be able to see people's emails that way. So if you don't want to email, leave a comment on something. We're going to be regularly checking the comments on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. So wherever you have a question, post it there. I'll probably also do some lives. I might start going live before we record to be able to get questions from our viewers that way.
We did have one question that was already asked.
Who?
It's on the Instagram.
On IG. Okay.
And we will circle.
Do you
want to
pull it
that.
Up? We can pull it up
just
right now.
Just go to the Instagram.
I don't know where your apps are.
I'm Shriver.
So my name is Lauren Shriver. Okay.
Sorry.
As a child, I wanted to go by my middle name, but I did not have. I had a middle name that kids made fun of, right? Shriver. So, and there was like five Laurens in my class. My mom thought, being in the 90s, she was like, oh, I'm going to name my daughter Lauren. Nobody's named Lauren. Surprise, surprise. Kindergarten, five of us. So, I've always wanted to go by my middle name. And I actually started going by my middle name professionally whenever I started traveling for work, because it was like, you know, a fresh start over. I can be called whatever I want to be called. And I love my name. I love Shriver. But my close friends and like the people that have known me my whole life know me as Lauren. You can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me after midnight. Oh, okay. Anna left us a comment and she wants to know things.
Let's not glaze over.
What?
Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me past midnight.
Oh, yeah.
We know everything's good. It's open past midnight. Oh, I'm loud.
That's okay. I'll try to fix it in post. If not, headphone warning.
Everything
turn them down.
That is good. It's open past midnight. Legs in Waffle House.
Hey. My legs are closed after midnight. No, please don't get me killed. All right. Anna commented on our Instagram and she wants to know things that you love and things that you hate. And that was actually a segment that we were going to do called Yuck or Yum. So it can be something that like you hate for absolutely no reason. So like it just gets on your nerves or whatever. And then something that you like that other people might not like. And of course I can't think of one.
I hate.
Oh, wait, I know. Go ahead.
The squishy foamy stuff, and it goes it makes my skin crawl.
Squishy foam,
it's white and it's usually in packaging, and if you like try to fold
boxing
it,
peanuts,
not particularly, but it's just like it's like a a panel of foam, and it just squeaks. The sound of it just makes the hairs on the back of my neck.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'll follow up on that. I hate cardboard.
We don't get cardboard.
Cardboard to me is like nails on a chalkboard. Okay. It, like, I can feel it. But, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate touching it. I hate breaking. But when I used to have to break boxes down at the movie theater, I'd rather sweep popcorn. That's don't piss me off. Mm-mm. And then at my current job now, well, in that career, whenever we do stocking and stuff, mm-hmm. you can't have cardboard in the operating room. Mm-hmm. So we would have to break down boxes like in processing and packet receipt. I don't, whatever it is, I hated it. I was like, y'all, I will walk all these supplies back and forth if you break down the boxes. I can't touch them. I hate them. Okay. Hate cardboard. But I try to recycle.
I am a texture girly. I don't like anything on my hands. Anything. Especially if it's wet or slimy or any type of weird texture or consistency. Ooh, get it off of me now.
How do you feel about like condensation on cups? Like if you have a cup that starts getting wet, hate that.
No, I have to dry my hands. Well, I literally have to wash my hands.
Okay.
And I'm not liking that. I don't like any of that shit. Stuff.
Okay. Is that who's dude, for the love. I can't plug it in anywhere. Guess whose laptop's dying? Guess whose laptop's dying? I wonder if I unplug my phone.
Can you just plug it right there?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Pause for technical difficulties.
How many minutes have we been recording for 17 minutes? I don't know if I can. Can I splice things together?
I don't know, bitch.
I don't know which choice I have, but my laptop's about to die.
It's only 17 minutes. We haven't even talked about it.
I'm just gonna try.
You just gonna have to move the laptop closer.
If anybody wants to know what it's been like trying to start a podcast, this is it right here. This is it right here.
Yep, there went our audio. I mean, there went our video.
Maybe not. Hello? Hello, hello, hello?
We're still booming.
Should we keep just going?
Yep.
Readjust. How about I just watch everybody?
Come closer. Come closer.
Okay, so we were talking about things we hate. What is something you like?
What do I like? Food, eating.
Yes. Speaking of.
Things. I was going to ask you about 45 minutes ago.
What are we eating?
Mukbang, I immediately started thinking about food.
What do I love? What is something? I can't think of anything. I should have been better prepared.
Things that I love.
I can tell you things I hate.
Things that I can. I like smell good stuff. It has to be the right smell. Ooh. Okay. I like the smell of acrylic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to get her nails done. She used to have a lady used to come to the house. And do her nails every second Saturday of the month. So when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time at my grandparents. I was very much a grandmama's baby. Shout out to her. Love you, Dad. Love mama too, but I was definitely a grandmama's baby. And she would get her nails done, a mani and a pedi every second, every 2 weeks of the month. And we would be asleep, and I would wake up in the morning to the smell of acrylic. That was the smell of acrylic reminds me of Saturday morning, the week's off, I have to get up, get ready for the day. Grandma's getting her nails done. We're going to play. We're just going to have a good time. I have an older brother. I am the middle child, and I'm the only girl. So me and my older brother at the time would get up, smell bacon. Granddaddy's already making breakfast. So it's bacon and acrylic. Get the girls going, don't it? Sorry.
Bacon and acrylic, of all things.
Not a combo, but separately. Love it. It just reminds me of childhood and just happiness and stability and no responsibilities. No bills. Hello? Is anybody out there? No.
Oh, no, seriously. No bills. Things that, okay, going off of what you said, because I can't think of anything. Mm-hmm. I love that as humans, mm-hmm. we're able to relate so many different senses to memories and, like, happy feelings. Someone on TikTok actually just made a post about this. Did you know the sound of your parents' keys growing up? Was that a thing for you?
No.
So for me, I know the sound of my mom's keys. I was a daycare gal, daycare all the time, because my mom didn't get off till a certain time, couldn't pick me up. So I knew the sound of her keys coming down the hallway to pick me up.
Okay.
And it has stuck with me ever since. And to this day, I can be, we could be in a cafeteria full of people and she could be walking down the hall and I'm going to know it's her by the sound of her keys.
Is she a key ring gal? Or is she like a key hoarder? Some people, I call psychos, are like singular key people, which.
I have three. Bitch. She had a good amount. And the funny thing is, I never really understood what all the keys went to. Because, like, you got your car and your house. What else do you need the key for? But she has this keychain. Mm-hmm. It's like this big metal disc, pendant disc. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it says on it, but it's always been on her keys. And I think that is the distinct sound. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've always known her sound. As well as getting up in the morning, we would always have to get up super early. Mm-hmm. I was always the first person at school. Literally, they were turning the lights on, and I'm at the door. Which is why I'm not a morning person. But I totally forgot what I was where I was going with that.
I don't know the keys, but I know the sound of an engine.
Okay.
Because my room was kind of like, the way the house was set up, I was kind of like in the middle. So I was close to the carport,
mm-hmm.
so I could hear you crank up the car.
Right.
So I would know whose was what. Another thing is when I lived with my grandparents, I lived with both. But of course you're going to know the sound. My pawpaw, drove motorcycles. So you obviously know the sound of a motorcycle
mm-hmm.
in a vehicle. So I knew which motorcycles based off what he
whose was who.
Granddaddy loves motorcycles, so he had several. And in his prime, he just picked whatever one he wanted to drive that day. And we love saying that.
Know the videos you see of the old men jamming on with their side-by-sides? That's her granddaddy, literally.
So I knew which motorcycle was what, which motors. Don't ask me now. But I know what they sound like, and I knew what grandmama's car, she's a car driver, sounded like. I also know when my mom would pull up in her driveway.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, she had like a Chevy or something. So I knew what that sounded like.
Yeah,
I also could tell by how the door slammed if it was going to be a good day or a bad day.
Did you put the pork chops out?
No.
The
answer is always no.
The answer is always no.
I forgot. I did.
So. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I love that people do that. And I feel like you do it as a kid, mm-hmm. like just to get a sense of your surroundings mm-hmm. and it sticks with you mm-hmm. until adulthood. So that's our little yuck or yum. Thank you, Anna, for the suggestion and the comment.
We love you.
Can't wait to see you in a couple minutes. Will you hand me your phone so I can look at our notes some more? Okay. What else? What else are we doing? How long have we been recording? Also, is there like a length determination? Like, can a podcast be however long you want it to be? The ones I see average are like an hour. So, another segment that we're going to be doing is Tastes Good. And we want to like bring snacks we've never tried, our favorite snacks, things we hate, like taste testing foods, stuff like that. We don't have that prepared today, but I do want to give a special shout out to Jacob for the baked beans last night. He asked me to give him a shout out. So Big Daddy, the baked beans were a hit per usual. I still have some in the fridge. So that's my Tastes Good for the week.
I love that.
I don't really have anything else for this episode. You made a note and you said musical slander will not be tolerated.
Somebody doesn't like musicals. And I am impartial to musicals. I will watch a musical. I'm not going to sit. Some of them, I just can't. I just cannot. So I have an appreciation for musicals. When I grew up, ooh, this is gonna tell my age. Tyler Perry used to have plays. Mm-hmm. So if you know, you know. If you don't, do your research. Tyler Perry, before Tyler Perry Studios and all that, he had plays. Mm-hmm. And in the plays, they will be hilarious. Madea will be doing her thing, la 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 la. But they used to have really large singing sessions. So first of all, Tyler Perry had all the baddest singers on the stage. Mm-hmm. So you could sing down. So Tyler Perry plays, they used to have the singing portion that would just go on and on and on. And I would fast forward because not doing it. So I would fast forward through the musical part and then go back to the content of it all. But I'm also stan. I am a Dreamgirls, the movie, stan. We'll watch it over and over and over and over. But some, if you're just too sing-songy or if the songs are going for like 20 minutes, I'm not doing that. But I feel like if it goes with the lay of the land, I'm down. So we were both opposed to watching a movie.
You can say it.
We were both opposed to watching Wicked. Just not really into it. Don't really want to watch a musical. You know, Brent, I don't really like musicals like that. It has to get me going.
Gets the people
but
going.
But I ended up watching it. And I enjoyed
by herself.
It. Yes, by myself, because I knew not to act this one, because we had literally ripped it apart. We literally discussed how much we hated musicals and it didn't make sense.
Girl, the press rounds,
it was cringy.
They were just shoving it down our faces.
I got tired of seeing The Pink and Green.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
But I was like, I didn't have anything to do. I think we were snowed in. So it went on streaming. I was like, okay, cool. I'll give it a go. If not, then I'll turn it off.
Right.
So, watched it, enjoyed it, way more than I thought. I thought I was going to hate it. I literally thought I was going to, like, turn it off in the first, like, 20 minutes. And I thought I was, because right when I was about to cut it off and be like, too much singing, they ended the song. So, like, right when my threshold of, like, they would cut it. So, I think they knew that people's attention span is short, like mine. I also feel like when it comes to musicals, the songs, Miss Hatred here, tell a story, which I was able to appreciate from Wicked. So it wasn't just like a random song in the middle of it. It was kind of like the song was kind of helping the narrative go along. But it was more than I expected, and I will not tolerate any musical hatred. Wicked was actually a B-.
So my dislike for musicals stems far before Wicked. Okay, here's the thing. I don't mind. Dreamgirls, to me, in my brain, not a musical. I know it's an adaptation from a play. Mm-hmm. What they put on film and for the movies, to me, yes, there was singing, but it was maybe four songs. I don't know. It worked. It wasn't singing at literally like every three scenes, right? I don't know. It's different because it's a movie about a singing group.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Whereas another musical, Wizard of Oz, I don't know. I don't like it. I just don't like it.
And we respect that.
Right. I just don't like it. That's the beauty of life. You watch what you want to watch. As for me, I'm not watching it.
Would I watch it again? No.
Right.
But it was cute.
Give me a drama. I need. Okay. Well, so we know we don't like musicals. I don't like musicals. Mm-hmm. You're impartial. What is your favorite genre?
Let's just stick a pin in it. TV shows that have like the musical episodes, I'm not watching it.
So you were never a Glee gal?
Same. No.
Never have I ever.
Things that really
never
just
will
turned
I.
me off to it was, I think I was watching like Grey's Anatomy and I was into it for a while. And they just like randomly threw, like everybody's dying. I'm high pressure. And then it's a musical episode. Like they just died in a plane crash. Like why are we in a musical? Like don't piss me off. But anyways, genres, apparently I'm a detective. I'm a detective. Mm-hmm. I like procedural police shows.
True crime.
I wouldn't say true.
No?
I'm a documentary girl.
Right. But you don't go for true crime?
I have nightmares. I have a vivid imagination. So if I'm going to do a true crime, it has to be early in the day. Because if it's fresh on my mind, I probably will go home and have a dream about it. And whatever happened to said person in the documentary is probably going to happen to me in my dreams. And that is probably going to be traumatic. If it's true crime, it's probably something sketch. But I am very much, I like procedural shows. I, Bones, House, NCIS, it's my judge. I love NCIS. Like things of that nature.
Law and Order SVU, I could watch it a million times and never get tired of it.
Growing up, that was, I loved SVU, but as I get older,
it's just heavy.
It's very heavy. Everything on TV right now is heavy. Really, really heavy. And like, I just, I'm so tired of everything just being awake. Can I just giggle? And I don't, where are the comedy? Bring back the comedies. Bring back the sitcoms. Are we not sitcom? Like, what's happening? Like, does everything have to be
They
so
make
intense?
Them, but they're just, sitcoms peaked in the 90s. A little bit early 2000s. I'm not a big, I don't dislike the crime series or the medical shows. It just, I'm an overanalyzer and I'm going to sit there and pick it apart. That's not realistic. No, that would never happen. Like, so I can't do that. For me, I love suspense thriller. I like to solve something. I want there to be multiple layers. I want there to be multiple working pieces and everything comes together at the end for a conclusion. So I love mystery and suspense. I don't like scary movies whatsoever because nightmares. Real big lucid dreamer here. Real big maladaptive daydreamer here. Real big sleep paralysis here. So I don't set myself up for failure. Also, have you ever just turned the sound off on a scary movie? It's not scary anymore. A lot of the suspense factor is like the audio tracks, the music that goes with it.
I've not turned the sound off. I've just turned it completely off.
No, thank you.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't like ghost scary. I don't like gory scary horror, suspense thriller. A little bit. Just kind of depends on what it is. But my ultimate all time sci-fi. Give me sci-fi all day long.
I thought you were going to say like period pieces.
That's a close.
My girl likes a good period.
Yes.
She loves something. I mean, and I do too.
I want to be transformed into the world that I am watching. Top recommendations, Game of Thrones, obviously. Outlander. Excellent. And one that we love and we have watched probably three times, Vikings. I feel like Vikings does not get the hype that it, or the, I don't know. If you have not watched Vikings, not Vikings Valhalla, not The Last Kingdom, Vikings on the History Channel. I think it streams on Netflix, but so do all the other ones. It can be a bit confusing.
Just Vikings.
Just Vikings with, oh God, what's his name? Travis. I'll put his name on the screen. Anyway, it's the story of Ragnar and his all his conquests, all his children, all his wives, and it is just done perfectly. Like, perfectly. The casting, the scenery, the character development, the way that they casted Ragnar's children.
The resemblance.
The resemblance and the way that the actors were able to pick up on different personality traits of their father. To me, what I saw was all of Ragnar's sons, each got a different trait of it. It's just, oh my God. It's so, I could literally, we could have a whole podcast just talking about that. So, yes, I love a period piece. I love sci-fi and I love thrillers. Suspense? Thrillers? Anyway. So yeah.
Comedy and procedural, which is kind of too, long, yeah. But I live.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the new it's like The Office but medical? We keep putting it on, but we keep getting distracted. It's funny.
So when it comes to like The Office style things, I live for The Office. From start to finish, and I will, that could be a comfort go to sleep show. I didn't really like this new medical version of it, but if we're going to talk about the office style, Abbott Elementary hits the nail on the head for me. Love Abbott Elementary. Quinta did her thing. I love seeing Tyler James Wood. Everybody hates Chris. Love Abbott. I'm obsessed.
Can you give us a little synopsis of what it is? Because it's on my list, and I've hit play on the first episode, but I got distracted, admittedly.
So Abbott is basically like The Office, mm-hmm. but from the lens of a Black elementary school.
Okay.
And the point of view of the teachers and okay. the administration at the school. So it's got some of the teachers, which is Janine, Gregory, Jacob, Miss Barbara, who is an older, very much old school. And then you've got, what is my girl's name? Melissa, they're all the teachers. Then they got the janitor, and we've got the point of view from the kooky janitor, and we've got the principal. So it's really everybody in the faculty and just kind of them operating and figuring out being in an underprivileged school. And it's just kind of like, it's something about like the deadpan. Tyler James yeah. has the deadpan,
yeah.
the gem of it all, which is what I
if
call
If you can
it.
Do deadpan, yes,
it's,
absolutely.
It's really, really good. And it's funny.
I need to give it a try.
I think sometimes there has to be a little bit of context, or some people will not be able to have it resonate with them. But for me, it resonates with me. And I look forward to it every week.
Okay. I'm gonna give it another shot. Because I'm completely out of things to watch.
And one thing I know that you are not is I'm a reality TV gal. I am a Bravo.
Housewives?
Bravo down.
Loving hip hop, loving basketball, loving every, like.
Loving hip hop. It's a little bit.
A little too.
Loving hip hop lost me many, many seasons ago.
Okay.
But
that kind of.
I'm a Bravo girly though.
Okay.
I am a Bravo down.
Okay.
Yes.
I've never, yeah, it doesn't tickle my pickle. But that's all right.
Love that.
Okay. Anything else? What was the original? We've just kind of gone. So the last thing that we want to do, this was my beautiful friend Ajanique's idea for the end of our podcast. We want to do a little sign off, a little motivational word. And she lovingly called it talking to the moon. Oh, I might start crying now.
I don't think I have anything.
I have one.
Positive to say today.
I have one. So this is something I saw on TikTok, and the user Julia Messi said this. I'm going to get through it. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer for something that is made for the person you are becoming.
Beautiful.
So there have been plenty of times in my life that I have felt like, why isn't this happening? Why I'm trying, I'm putting in the work, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I've gone through so much character building. How much more can I take? And in the moment, it sucks. But your future self is going to look back and know that you weren't ready for it in that moment. As bad as you wanted to be, you weren't ready for it. And I think that can crossover into so many aspects of life. Where are those cotton rounds? That as bad as you want something and as ready as you think you are, there's a reason it's not happening. And you just got to keep pushing.
I think I said this to you the other day when we were talking about mm-hmm. something completely unrelated. But I said, sometimes things are not supposed to happen on your time, but it's according to God's time. I know a lot of people are not religious, but
you could say the universe. If you're not religious, the universe. If you are,
I think a lot of time as human beings, we have something, a certain timeline set in our head, and we want it to be done exactly how it's supposed to be done in our head, in the way in which we have it planned. And a lot of time, life does not work according to just your plan. There's a billion people in the world, and if that happened, a lot of people would be shoved to the side. Everything happens according to how the universe wants it to. So yes, you can have a set plan for you, but sometimes that doesn't mean that it's not supposed to happen for you. It might just mean not right now. This was maybe a character building thing, something to get you ready for this big moment. So we opened up the show and we talked about the obstacles and the things that happened to us, that we weren't able to record the show when we had it planned out. But I feel like the obstacles that we went through to get to today,
were necessary
to get us ready for now, because honestly and truly, I feel like even in September, we were supposed to record. I'm in a completely different headspace than I was in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm able to even be more open, be more accepting of who I am or in what I have to offer, and be able to be even more vocal and more succinct when I speak, to be able to get that across to you all.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the same with you. Oof.
Am I messed up? I'm sorry. Whatever. Whatever at this point. Did that make you lose your train of thought?
Yes, but.
What is it? I'm gonna turn this way. Is it the bus box?
Your mascara is just. Thank you all.
Thank you for being here.
Sounds good.
We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. Bye.
Questions.
Love ya.